or would become meaningless. Just an operation I might have in mind, that's all. And when would that be? A month or so from now, maybe 3 or 4. She smiled again. I'm good, Mr. Mirabel. You'd better hope I don't get poached by someone else in the meantime. I shrugged. If it happens, it happens. Well, who knows? We shook hands again, and she began walking towards the door. I looked out the window. Dusk was settling in now, lights burning in the canopy, cable cars, tiny motes of light swinging through the eternal brown twilight. Down below, like a plain strewn with campfires, the lamps and night markets of the mulch reflected a sullen red glow towards the net. I thought of the millions of people who had found a way to think of this city as home, even after the transformations it had been through since the plague. It was 13 years ago, after all. There were adults down there who had no real memories of what the place had been like before. Mr. Mirabel, she said, hesitating at the door. One other thing? I turned around and offered a polite smile. Yes? You've been here longer than I have. Did there ever come a point when you actually liked this place? I don't know, I said, shrugging. I just know one thing. Which is? Life's what you make it. This concludes Chasm City.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.